I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Mama always said I'd be the chosen one.
I just got off the phone with President Trump, who is following the developing situation across the region. He told me what I would suggest to Iran. You've shot your missiles. That's enough. Get back to the table and make a deal. The president once again calling for a negotiated settlement. He also spoke about the ongoing negotiations with Iran, saying we are very close. I would say an agreement would be signed on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of this coming week. And now this takes place. And so the president will get briefed on what is happening right now, this ongoing Iranian ballistic missile attack against Israel. But I asked him about those initial IDF strikes that took place earlier today. He told me they were not coordinated with the United States, and I asked him for reaction to the Israeli strikes against Hezbollah in Beirut, and President Trump said, I'm not happy about it. Now, more broadly, he said that the ongoing Iranian missile fire toward Israel at this moment certainly is not going to help the negotiations, but again, he is calling on the Iranians to stop firing these missiles and get back to the negotiating table to ultimately reach a settlement.
That is Trey Yanes from Fox News reporting on the latest involving Iran and Israel. Yeah, the so-called ceasefire is, as my director Jerome and producer for the morning show and Dr. Randy Tobler, Jerome says, it's really ceasefire. That's pretty much well described, Jerome. Welcome to Larry Connors USA, the first hour. No, this is not the Jamie Allman show, so we're not having a three martini lunch here. We are going to have a three vodka shot, or you'll make tequila or whiskey if you want. Jamie's taking some well-deserved time off because Jamie over the weekend was honored by the Missouri Broadcasters Association for his programming. Outstanding achievement. We congratulate Jamie for that. And also, you just heard Vic and Ken, the Vic Percelli Show. Once again, they were honored by the Missouri Broadcasters Association for outstanding programming. Congratulations to both of them and the entire staff here at News Talk STL. We're very proud of what we do here, and I'm glad to be part of the team. So with Larry Connors USA, we're in for the next couple hours for you, and glad to do so. And with Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave each hour with more knowledge than you have as we begin. That is a promise to you. So you can keep that in mind. Check it. Write down notes. Verify it when it's over. Back check me if you want. In our next hour, Trump schooling NBC on journalism. I love it. I mean, I love the way he treated Kristen Welker over the weekend. Kristen Welker. And also, my guest in the second hour will have some valuable information for you in case you're ever involved in an accident. Now, I'm going to be very upfront with you. This is one of my sponsors. I never try to slide it in as a news expert. This is a legal expert from Under Law, which is a supporter of Larry Connors USA and News Talk STL. But they are experts in their field. And I think you're going to finish that interview and you're going to realize you learned a lot of new information about what you can and should not be doing when it comes to dealing with an accident that is certainly not your fault. And we might also get into other personal injury cases as well. When you do compensation, you want a good lawyer. And yes, I recommend Under Law, and they are a sponsor. But I think you'll want to hear from Brianna Flowers, one of their personal injury attorneys, coming up a little bit later. And later in this hour, Never Trumper, John LeBoutier, former New York congressman, author of the book Harvard Hates America. And John does not like Trump. He and I have had some conflicting interviews from time to time. Now, I still like John, and he likes me. We respect each other, but we don't always agree on everything. We'll see how it goes today as we look at the California elections and all the fraud and questions about that election, and also his view of Graham Plattner running in Maine. You cannot get Democrats to step away from this guy. I'm running a commentary today that the Democrats built the cage and they put Plattner in there with them, and now they've got to keep him. But one Democrat continues to stand up and say the truth. In fact, this is pretty amazing. Are you listening? Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman said, if Plattner will admit to all of the stuff he's been doing and show, because he has apparently been classified not just as a Nazi, but putting a lot of pedophilia material on, he said, I will show up in the Senate. The hoodie man from Pennsylvania, I will show up in the Senate wearing a full suit, tie and everything. Haven't heard anything from Plattner. I like the challenge. And the story behind the story today. The plane crash that killed Missouri Governor Carnahan and one of his sons and a staffer. I'll tell you how that story broke the night I was on the air, and then what we did in handling it. And also we'll cover it all the way through the funeral, and then what happened to the Missouri election for governor, because it was in closing days that his death occurred. That's all coming up in the story behind the story. But first, the issue, of course, is Americans should have Americans who want to be here and love our country. And yet the survey continues to come out. I'm looking at one of the latest surveys claiming that 55% of Americans, Democrats make that. Let's make it very clear, Democrats. They don't really want to live here anymore. They don't think they should live here. Well, then you know how to get to the door. And don't let it hit you on the butt on the way out. But when it comes to illegals in the country, yes, they should go. Now, I'm not for rounding up everybody for anything, but if they've committed crimes against our people and our nation, yes. Now, they did commit a crime crossing the border. That has been illegal until Joe Biden decided to open it up. Thank you, Joe Biden. But above and beyond that, we also have naturalized citizens who suddenly turn on our country. And the effort's underway to try to deport them. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt.
We're back to finish the job now to make sure that ICE and CBP has the funding it needs to carry out the mission we've set out in federal immigration law. There was a time where this wasn't controversial. There was a time when Democrat presidents actually gave speeches about our border and making sure that we deported people who were here illegally. But that's a long time ago now. The Democrats have made their central plank of everything that they hold on to in this town about open borders, mass migration, and anti-law enforcement. We saw this iteration with the Defund the Police movement. It simply gravitated to the Defund ICE movement. They don't actually think, as a sovereign country, we should be able to tell people who can come in, how long they can stay, and when they have to leave. This is a fundamental issue for a sovereign nation.
And I will tell you this, you can't do that in France, Germany, or England, or any other European nation. You cannot do it. Just say, I'm going to come in and stay as long as I want. No, you're not. Why should we be indifferent? Because we got Dems so crazy about Trump. The Trump derangement syndrome is very real. And I want you to hear Hawaii Senator Hirono against Senator Schmidt. She's proclaiming that no, we should not deport anyone, be they illegal or denaturalized or naturalized citizens who have now broken our laws.
Just about anybody who is in the welfare program can be accused of welfare fraud.
I think to the American taxpayer that's been ripped off by people who came to this country, to rip them off, that's horrific.
They're not talking about going after terrorists.
You talk about bizarre. No, it's my time now. It's my time. You went over time. It's my time.
Yeah. They're talking about going after the people that they could accuse of a whole bunch of other things.
Bizarre is the idea that you would be here in this committee defending violent murderers from being deported.
That is why 24 million people who are naturalized in our country are going to be subjected to this kind of so-called oversight, and I think it's more than astounding.
But you just speaking of astounding, your comments are astounding.
Absolutely,
Senator.
Absolutely true, Eric Schmidt. If they're committing crimes and they're here not only illegally, but if they're a naturalized citizen, yes, we should deport them, send them back to their other country. We continue with Senator Schmidt.
Bizarre is the idea that you would be here in this committee defending violent murderers from being deported, that you would be defending violent rapists from being deported, that you would defend people who took advantage of the good people of this country, their taxpayer dollars. That is bizarre. A terrorist who kills American citizens. You know what's bizarre is your defense of that. So forgive me if your 24 million Americans should be, or naturalized citizens should be afraid. That's ridiculous. You have no. You have nothing but fear mongering here. What I'm saying in this bill is, if you do those things to the American people, if you take advantage of taxpayers, you're not recognized. If you commit a terrorist act, if you commit wholesale welfare fraud, within 10 years, you're damn right we're deporting you. If you're convicted, it's not being accused of anything. If you are convicted in a court of law of these crimes, absolutely we should not only convict you, but we should deport you.
Good.
Gone.
Good.
And if you think that's some sort of like negative assertion towards me, I'll take it. I love it. That's what we should be doing more of in this country, because people are coming here and they're ripping off taxpayers. And I, for one, don't want to see it anymore.
Maybe there's a good time for me to refer to a quote from Ulysses S. Grant, who did command the Union Army in defeating Robert Lee and the Confederate States. And he made a statement. There are two parties now, patriots and traitors. You want to make the deciding vote as to who stands in which line? We legally bring into our country anywhere from 2.5 to 3 million new migrants every year. We bring them in legally. So don't tell me we're not interested in doing so. I mentioned earlier there's a new poll out, YouGov poll, that says 55% of Democrat survey said they'd rather live in a different country. Wave goodbye to the U.S. Okay, out the door. Well, the California voting is still underway. Not technically not, but the state is still accepting ballots. Supposedly mail, they got lost in the mail since Election Day, or waiting to see how many more votes they need to pull up. They found enough votes now to suddenly put Rahman above Plant at this point. This weekend, President Trump on NBC said all of this is pure fraud.
It was a dirty election.
Mr.
And it's
President,
happening again right now in California.
You've never presented evidence.
It's happening
the
right now in California. Right now, it's looking. Look at what's
Where's
happening
the
in California.
To that?
It's
the Republicans
4 days.
Are doing well in California.
California, it's. No, they're not. They're dropping fast because it's a rigged election. Let me tell you, it's 4 days. And they aren't even close
that's
to coming
how they,
up
that's
with
how they count
You know
the
why
votes
they're doing
California.
That? Because they're cheating on the election.
There's what do you have evidence they're, to support?
All
that?
I have to do is look. All
but,
I have to do is
that's
look.
That's not evidence.
And I listen.
Yeah.
And I listen to people
but,
and let's see what happens.
But sir, that's not evidence.
Do you think it's appropriate?
That's how they
that
count
they
the votes in
Do you
California?
Think it's appropriate that they have an election and 5 days later they're nowhere close to picking
State
a winner?
State and local officials acknowledge they are slow. They're urging
No, they're crooked.
They're urging the votes to be counted quickly. That's how they
they're
vote.
Crooked, just like you're crooked.
You're crooked. You're crooked, and they're crooked, and they're all cooking up new votes. So Rahman is supposedly now ahead of the Republican against Bass in the mayor, the L.A. mayor's office. And we haven't even gotten into the dealing with the governor's office at this point. You know, Scott Pelley, as you well know, from 60 Minutes, got fired the other day, and he was complaining that it was all because he was being forced by CBS to inject false information into his story. That is a surprising and disturbing allegation, because a lot of 60 Minutes has been so slanted lately, it was not the 60 Minutes we grew up with. But let's let Scott Pelley have his say.
There was a thumb on the scale for the president's version of events that I felt was a level of political influence that I had never seen in 37 years at CBS News.
Well, he's ignoring all the other times the thumb on the scale was by leftists and Democrats. I had no problem with it balancing the scale in that fashion. And look at the coverage, I mean, and what's happening in California now, like the president was pointing out. Suddenly now, while there's still confusion over the California election process, Pratt has supposedly been eliminated. It's just going to be between Rahman and Bass in running for the L.A. mayor's race. That's according to the latest numbers. And Scott Pelley saying, I was being told to give out false information. Do you remember Leslie Stahl interviewing President Trump when he's talking about how the elections were rigged and Russian collusion didn't exist? She said, oh, we have no proof. You have no proof. They never provide proof on their side. They just claim you don't have any proof. Well, there was a meeting between Scott Pelley and some of the other members of 60 Minutes with the new producer. And here's how it went down, according to Scott Pelley.
I'm walking into this room with these people who have devoted their lives to 60 Minutes. They have not received any kind of explanation. They are waiting for Barry Weiss to walk in the room in the hope that she's going to explain why this tragedy has occurred and why it was so necessary. And I'm waiting to see who comes in, and it's Nick Bilton and one of Barry's deputies. No Barry. People are a little shocked by this. As we're standing in there, Nick makes his way to the front of the room and does something absolutely jaw-dropping to me. He pulls out his phone and begins reading a statement off his phone in a room full of 50 heartbroken people. The callousness, the tone deafness of that, you could hear the groan in the room when that happened.
I guess it wasn't touchy-feely enough. Is that what you're saying, Scott Pelley? Because he had a statement, and rather than read it from a printed statement in his hand, he read it from his phone. Is that the issue? Listen, Scott Pelley has done some good reporting in his career. I will commend him for that. 60 Minutes has done an outstanding job for many decades. But lately, more and more and more and more, it slipped left, moved left, stood in the left, defending the left. It is not what it should have been, and what it was, and what it should be going forward. Coming up, never-Trumper John LeBoutier, former New York congressman. His views on the California confusion election. That'll be coming up, and also our story behind the story. The plane crash that killed Missouri Governor Carnahan. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home.
It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Andersen, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAndersen.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAndersen.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I got me a gal in Pekin. She's a good old gal, okay. Oh, she's sitting there waiting by the window fan on a long, hot summer day. Or every day I'm working on the healing, or ever get a half a day off with pay. Oh, so bold, picking up barges on a long, hot summer day.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome, Glack, and glad to be sitting in for Jamie Allman today as he takes a day off to celebrate his award from the Missouri Broadcasters Association over the weekend. Congratulations again, Jamie. And joining us now, one of the guests, many of you don't really like what he has to say, but you like hearing him say it, or you like him anyway. John LeBoutier, former New York congressman, author of the book, Harvard Hates America. John, welcome aboard again, sir.
Well, maybe you don't like him, you don't like to hear him, and maybe you're going to turn this damn show off as long as he's on.
Yeah, I had mentioned earlier.
They don't
turn it off because you're so engaging, and then sometimes we get a little contentious here. But at the end, we still part as friends and like to have a drink with you. But we can never get together. But John, let me get your view very quickly on what is happening in California. As you know, over the weekend, President Trump was on NBC and he walked off the set because they continued to say that there's nothing rigged about the elections in California. And just today, the reports are that, well, suddenly it's the two Democrats at the top, Bass and Rahman.
Well, that's for mayor of Los Angeles.
Right.
I mean, and Spencer Pratt, who's so nominally, I guess he's a Republican. You don't run on the ballot out there by party. It's a crazy thing called a jungle primary where all the candidates for an office are on the ballot together, and the top two end up being the two people who are going to run against each other in November. And in L.A. and in the state itself, this is the bluest of blue or Democratic states and cities. The two people almost always end up being two Democrats running against each other.
Isn't that surprising?
There are no Republican office holders in statewide in California. It's the same thing here in New York. We don't do it the same way, but we haven't elected a Republican statewide for over 20 years. And that's not because anybody's rigging any elections. It's because Republican voters have left New York State.
Do you not have questions?
California.
Do you not? Yeah. Do you not have questions that while Pratt was leading fairly, I'd say 14,000 votes or more the other day, and then suddenly now there are new boxes coming in that they're postmarked just perfectly, and now he's out. He's a third candidate, so it'd be a race between Rahman and Bass. Does that not look a little suspicious?
Well, not if you understand why it's happening. There's same-day voting. And that's what was announced that night, a week ago, tomorrow night, Tuesday night. It was Bass, Pratt, and her, the left winger, in that order. As the mail-in ballots arrived, are opened and counted, and they released some on the count on Friday and another count either yesterday or today.
Mm-hmm.
As they're counting, they're learning that more and more people are voting for the two Democrats. That's not a surprise. There aren't, how many Republican voters are there in Los Angeles? Honestly, I mean,
I agree with you on that point. Now look at the statewide, and the reason we're focusing on this, folks, is because a lot of what's happening in L.A. is might be a prelude of what's going to happen as we move to the general elections and even the primaries coming up. Now, California, as you pointed out, hasn't had a Republican governor for some time. On. And now we've got Becerra still representing the Democrats, and we've got Hilton representing the Republicans. If he could pull that off, would that say anything about we're getting control back for conservatives?
Absolutely. But do we really think a guy, he's a Republican, a Fox News host who's from England with an English accent, you really think he's going to get elected governor of California?
Well, do you think a guy with an Austrian accent, I should say an Austrian accent, should be elected governor? He was.
Well, I didn't say whether he should be. I said, do we think it's going to happen? Steve Hilton ain't no Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, that's true.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was the most, he is a brilliant marketer. He came over here, didn't speak hardly a word of English. He's a bodybuilder, as we know. He starts making movies. He is a tremendously popular actor, marries into the Kennedy family when they were still worth marrying into, all to promote himself. And then he does a great thing. He becomes a Republican.
Give me
when California still had Republican voters in it, and when Greg Davis bombs out as an ineffective governor, and they do a recall, who do they turn to but the Terminator to come in and fix the state?
Well, so, I'd like your view on this survey out by Elon University, YouGov. It has nothing to do with Elon Musk, by the way, and you know that. But
right.
this survey says that,
North Carolina.
Yeah, but between April 30 and May 4th, they asked, is there any country on earth you would rather live in than the U.S. today? 55% of those identifying as Democrats said, yes, I'd rather be anywhere but here.
Okay, so that's the one government program I've always advocated, okay? Free one-way plane ticket for any American who wants to go live somewhere else. Great. Here's a ticket. Don't let the door hit you out.
I agree fully now. So what's your response to the effort to say that we will deport even naturalized citizens if they create havoc and crime in our nation?
No, that's not. I don't believe you can deport American citizens.
They're naturalized citizens, and there is a big difference.
I think once you're an American citizen, you have equal rights to every other American citizen, except you can't be president. Everything else is the same.
Well, see, that little clause right there should tell you that there is a difference. Now, what about all the Asian, Chinese in particular, who come here and had anchor babies, go back to China, and then in the future we'll come back at 18 or age older and start reshaping the face of our country, what's left of it.
Right. Well, you're getting into something we're waiting for, which is the ruling from the Supreme Court on birthright citizenship.
Right.
And if you are born on the turf of America, no matter who your parents are you an American citizen? And I think you are. I think that's clearly in the 14th Amendment, and I think that's going to be upheld this month by the Supreme Court in early July.
And again, the background for the 14th Amendment, as you all know, was basically slaves who were brought here.
Correct.
And then born here. That was the essence.
Correct.
Of that. That's not really where we are in this day and age.
Except it's been the way it's been for 160 years.
So we just have to live with it? But at least we'll see what the Supreme Court... Well, unless the Supreme Court says otherwise. But it will be challenged again.
It's only what the Supreme Court says. you know, if they say it goes out, we get rid of it, then yeah, we get rid of it. And what we do then is each state going to decide who's an American citizen? I think that would be mayhem.
Yeah. Well, now tell me this, John, since you are well-known, never-Trumper, what are some of the good things you've seen Donald Trump do? Hello? Hello?
Well, I'm thinking them, and I'm not being snarky about it.
Okay.
So I think he, first of all, when he started running, and he's followed through on it, I think he's overdone it a little bit, but I think the focus on illegal immigration and getting this whole immigration issue, legal and illegal, under control, it was a great diagnosis of a problem. I don't think he's gotten it done yet, but I think the sealing up of the southern border has been a great thing, and it needed to get done, and I give him great credit for it. Now, what we haven't done is the legal immigration issues. I mean, there are probably 20 million illegal immigrants in this country, and they're not just people who cross the southern border. There are tons of them who came here. We know this, Larry.
And
who came on, they stayed past their expiration of their visa.
Right.
And we don't pick them up. We don't go after them. It's, you know, they've become part of America, including a million Irish people who came here after the Irish famine. They came here illegally. They've lived here, and then they're dead by now, but their children and grandchildren are Americans because they were born here. And we have a long history of this, you know, and we've got to work it out somehow. Without, it's inconceivable that we're going to deport 20 million people.
No, I can't see that happening.
It's not going to happen.
John, as always, I thank you for your time. Everyone does enjoy. We have engaging interviews every time. And I think a lot of folks were glad to hear, and I know I was, hear you praise Trump for what he's done to stop the immigration issue. We'll do it again?
I just think the thing in Minneapolis and all that has gone a little bit too far. And I hope they cut that back a bit. They're only really supposed to grab and deport the dangerous ones, not Maria, the maid from next door.
I'm not going to disagree on that point. I'm not interested in grabbing Maria, but I am interested in making sure we acknowledge we do have laws in this country. John, thank you very much
Absolutely.
For your time. Thank you very much.
Great.
I'm sorry to cut him off, but we're up against the clock. Coming up, the story behind the story. The crash that killed Missouri Governor Carnahan and his son and a staffer. And what happened next?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta. But you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Andersen, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team. Built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you'd need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Till touchdown brings me round again to find.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Missouri Governor Mel Carnahan, running for U.S. Senate, was killed when his small plane crashed on the way to a campaign event in New Madrid, Missouri. On board, his campaign advisor, Chris Sifford, and at the controls, his son, Randy. All three died when their Cessna 335 crashed in bad weather near Hillsboro.
About 7:33 was the last radar contact. They dropped off the radar at that point. The first 9/11 call was at 7:36, called in by, we believe, a citizen. About 2 hours later were the first people on scene to locate the wreckage.
The crash site was rugged and remote. Residents in the area recalled hearing an explosion.
It just got so loud, and then when it hit, like I said, the whole house just shook, the bed shook, everything just shook. I mean, I wasn't even sure if it had hit the house or not. I mean, that's how loud it was.
That was on October 16, 2000. And that's a report from KSDK-TV, and now I'm going to be using other cuts from their broadcast. I was at Channel 4 at the time, but I don't have access to Channel 4 files and tapes, and they didn't put anything up on YouTube about this story. But I was on the anchor set that night. I'd already met with the governor while he was in St. Louis for his campaign event, and then gone back to the news to get ready for the evening news, knowing they were flying down to Mexico, Missouri later. Now, I didn't talk much to Randy, but I knew he would be piloting. He was instrument qualified, from my knowledge. And the governor himself also a pilot. But there was a line of storms building. And I knew, even as we were preparing to do the 10 o'clock news, we were getting reports of a plane that had crashed somewhere in Jefferson County. Heavy rain, plus dark, wild shifting winds. A challenge for any pilot, even if you're instrument qualified. I'm multi-engine commercial instrument qualified, and I do not like to get into that kind of weather. And if I know that weather is out there, I'm not even going to try to go through it. But I also have had cases where suddenly it just boils up, often on a hot summer day. But this is October, and this storm line had been developing for some time and intensifying, maybe faster than many expected. And maybe it was Randy Carnahan's decision at that point that it was not going to be that bad and they could get through it. This is not to find fault on this story. There was a decision made by the National Transportation Safety Board, which we'll come to in a moment. But when Randy Carnahan had called for an initial briefing from Cahokia Parks, where they were taking off, to go down to New Madrid, they gave him a pressure system that was over southern Missouri. And they basically had AirMet Sierra update was in effect for the IFR. That means you must be able to fly in IFR conditions. You cannot see the ground. You have nothing but your instruments to rely on. my preference, and again, I'm not finding fault at all because it was a loss of life, regardless of being the governor and his son as staffer, it was a loss of life, that I would have preferred to either wait or go way to the west of the line and go around the back of it. But Brandy Carnahan had confidence in his ability and his instruments, and there is another issue. So they all boarded the twin Cessna and taxied out for liftoff. During the 10 o'clock news, as I said just before, we got reports that there'd been a plane crash. We have a reporter on the scene, and he's reporting what he knows at that point. And then I get a call from the control room when we're on a commercial break. He wants to talk to you. So I picked it up, said, what's the deal? He said, I think it's Governor Carnahan's plane. I said, can you confirm? He said, no, I can't. I said, I'm not in a position where I can confirm it either now, but we'll continue to just treat it as a plane crash. Tragic, but a plane crash. Not the governor. As soon as the 10 o'clock news was over, I got on the phone to Tom Carnahan, his other son, one of his other sons. You got Randy, Russ, and Tom. And I called Tom in his car, got him on his cell phone. I said, Tom, I have a report here, and before I could even finish, he said, it's true. He says, it's true, I'm headed to see my mom now. So we went back on the air and reported that, yes, according to Tom Carnahan, his father's plane with his brother and their campaign staff manager had gone down. So we broke back in for that. You know, in the news business, you want to get the news out. You want to be first, but you want to be correct. But I could not go on the air with that until I got confirmation. And speaking to one of his sons who confirmed it, we did go on the air. Now, I mentioned the National Transportation Safety Board looking into the cause. Steve Jankowski at that time with Channel 5 filed this report.
The National Transportation Safety Board is leading this investigation, Dan and Deanne, and although they stress there will be no new information today, from what they've already said, it's abundantly clear that this will be an incredibly difficult and long process.
We could never get close to it, but federal and state investigators made the journey into a crash site that Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer called grim. The spokesman for the NTSB describes it as worse than she expected.
It's an extremely difficult and dangerous site. It's a heavily wooded, hilly area. A lot of leaves and brushes, hard to get around. A number of our party were slipping and sliding. It's a very, very difficult site to work in and to attempt recovery.
So a federal investigator used a Missouri Highway Patrol helicopter to get over the scene to determine how far the wreckage was spread, to check for any pattern of impact, and then map the crash site. From the ground, it appeared the force of the explosion was horrific.
The pieces are small as this in many cases. There were some larger pieces. Some were strewn around the trees on the ground, but it's a very difficult recovery process. It's hard to find the pieces. We will do it, but it's going to take some real work.
Authorities made recovery and identification of the remains a top priority, but even the NTSB stresses that part of the job may not be finished until sometime tomorrow. Believed to be among the dead, Chris Sippard, with relatives living less than 2 miles away from where he died.
I was just mainly going down to help him look, you know, for survivors or whatever, you know, I was hoping for that, man. Since then we found out that there's no survivors, so it's just a very tragic.
Sheriff Glenn Boyer even indicated how tragic it was for him personally. He said, ironically, he had recently cut a campaign spot for Governor Mel Carnahan and said he would be very missed.
One of the contacts from the pilot, Russ Carnahan, was to radar control. At that time, the craft was about 3,200 feet. And there was a call for help, basically. We're having some problems with primary attitude indicator. We'd like to climb a little bit higher. They agreed to climb to 3,600 feet. Then gave the go-ahead to go to 4,000 feet. And then 6 seconds later, Randy Carnahan, the pilot, radioed back, we've got our hands full right now. Followed by saying we're having to try and fly off the co-pilot position. Radar showed him tracking to the southwest at 3,600 feet. Requested diversion in Jefferson County Airport at that point. He's given a direction heading. But less than a minute later, the radar control had to tell him to stop the turn, provided words of encouragement saying you're doing fine. The plane was descending from 7,000 to 6,000 feet. Flights and logs and everything else later indicated solid information for the NTSB. The NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, determined the primary cause was pilot spatial disorientation. Basically, a pilot is lost, doesn't know if he's upside down or turning. But the plane's primary attitude indicator, which shows the orientation relative to the horizon to the ground, apparently failed during the flight. And you're in the midst of a storm and you're trying to figure out what's going on, and one of your primary instruments fails. The dangerous and, in this case, tragic situation. And then we had the funeral for Governor Carnahan. Among those attending, President Bill Clinton. So there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Planning a party with family, friends, maybe a business party. Cafe Napoli has four locations, and each has rooms to fit your needs. But a word to the wise, book early. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Towling Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C. Also get some Cafe Napoli gift cards, good for all locations, anytime. I'll see you at Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
The time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished the race. And I kept the faith.
May we remember and act upon his legacy. Our hearts are broken, but our resolve is strong.
We have lost a man whose qualities are increasingly rare in public life. In King Lear, Shakespeare used the word scurvy to describe politicians. Shakespeare did not know Mel Carnahan.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
When we return to the building of this land, dear Lord, join to our effort the invisible presence of compassion and commitment of Mel Carnahan.
I thought when we marched behind the casket today and the magnificent horse with the booth turned backwards in the stirrups, that in a way it was fitting that our friend Mel died in the saddle with his boots on, fighting for the causes he championed, and the people of Missouri whom he loved so much and served so well.
He taught us some simple, enduring lessons. Pursue your dreams with passion. Make faith and family the cornerstones of your life. Show leadership not by climbing over others, but by lifting others along with you. Dad, we love you. We will remember your example. We will continue your work. We will honor your legacy. God bless and keep you until we're together again.
The final words there of Russ Carnahan, preceded by President Bill Clinton. Of course, who was going to be governor at that moment going forward? Channel 5 reporter Mike Owens.
The transition to an acting governor happened here at the Missouri Capitol in the early morning hours. The transition happened only when these top officials, among them the Attorney General, the Secretary of State, and leaders of both the House and Senate, decided Mel Carnahan was unable to serve Missouri. Auditor Claire McCaskill says it was one of the hardest things she's ever done.
would hope that no one would ever have to be a part of something like that again. It was very difficult. The mood was obviously very subdued, and we were all very, it's just a tremendous loss and very difficult to even absorb.
Under the Missouri Constitution, Roger Wilson is acting governor only until authorities confirm that Mel Carnahan is dead. Wilson was retiring from politics in January, but now he's back in the limelight.
A lot of us don't end up where we plan to be sometimes. And this is just like any other job. You just do the best you can. And that's what I plan to do from now until January. And then I'll step back out of politics.
And again, keep in mind the accident happening 3 weeks before the general election. Too late to remove Mel Carnahan's name from the ballot in the race against Ashcroft. So his wife, Jean Carnahan, became the first posthumously to defeat John Ashcroft, because Roger Wilson, Governor Wilson, had appointed her to fill that Senate seat following the election. Again, the family got a $4 million settlement in the death of the governor, but as they pointed out from Mrs. Carnahan, we were not looking for money. We're trying to prove my son was not responsible. And the lawsuit settlement proved it was the instrument failure. Hour number two, still to come.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge. A wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law, O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Under Law. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com wins.
This is News Talk STL.